joining us in the forum.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Perhaps there's any yomtiv, the rice and the rabbanon. It's also important to take a few moments out to reflect after the yomtiv, after the yomtiv, the rabbanon, how one has grown through the yomtiv, what impact the yomtiv has had. Comes to Purim, so we have to reflect on the Nes Nistar and on the Kabbalah Satorah. It's a Gemara in the Shabbos. I think Daf Samach Vav. No, it's after it's Saviva. Perek of Amar Bikiva. So that's the famous Gemara that. Peches. Yeah, Moidah, yeah. Peches is the Gemara. Moidah Rabba Le Raisa. The Claudius shows Makabal Torah. Kimu Vikiba Yudin, Kimu Masha Kibu Kvar. So for us, I have to think about both. That on one hand it's a. To think about the Nes Nistar and the Yeshua and the reaction of Klal Yisrael to Kabbalah Satorah. Then it says we have to understand what's pshat in Kabbalah Satorah. Where do we find Chazal Darshan, Kimu v'Kibla Yudim, Kimu Masha Kibla Kvar? But what were Chazal referring to? What event were Chazal referring to when Chazal said that it was a new Kabbalah Satorah? So I always thought that the simplest approach was the fact that they made a din derabbanan. In other words, Klal Yisrael responded. They responded by, if you look at the very end of the Megillah, Klal Yisrael responded by doing mishloach modos. They responded by doing by making a yomtiv, and then Chazal established a din derabbanan, a new yomtiv. A year later, they extended the Kisvei HaKodesh to include Esther. So you have a din derabbanan. Chazal are now saying that we are going to be misakin and tali niyomtiv. There's a kabbalah satorah involved in that. Because when we are mekabel a new din and mekabel the authority of Chazal and mekabel a new yomtiv to celebrate Yeshua Hashem, so that is a corroboration of the kabbalah satorah b'Sinai. The Gemara says that the kabbalah satorah b'Sinai was always a I wouldn't say a compromised Kabbalah, but it was always a Kabbalah that carried with it a question, so to speak, because it was a Kabbalah under duress. The Gemara says, right? Kabbalah says the Kabbalah b'Sinai was this Meidor Rabba Le Raisa. There was always a Taina, that always a Tviya that we would have, and that is that Kadosh Baruch Hu forced it upon us. Shekofaleim esahor kigigas. If you haven't seen, it's a good opportunity to look at the Gemara in Peches to learn up still a ma'isa. Shekofaleim hor kigigas. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu foisted the horror on top of us and forced it upon us. So, Gemara says that that's a taina we have. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu said the mevlav shom take varascha. In the last minute, the nice of Nishma didn't carry the day, so to speak. So everyone learns Pshat. Again, probably the simplest way to learn Pshat is that the ongoing Nisim Niglim, Nisim Gluyim of Midbar made it impossible not to be Mekabel Torah. That we were so dependent and so overwhelmed by Nisim Gluyim that how could we not be Mekabel Torah? It was like forced upon us by goodness. There wasn't a reasoned decision. Should we serve the Rebbeinu Shalom? It was a Me'avas Shemayim. It was a Me'ira Shemayim. It was just that we owed so much the Rebbeinu Shalom that we were sort of trapped by our by the choiv that we had. So I can be trapped by a choiv, but my children should be trapped by my choiv. My grandchildren were trapped by my choiv. So my dor rabba le raisa. If I owe something to somebody and somebody asks me a favor, all right, so I owe it to them. Now my children also have a choiv. So you could say perhaps if it's you could argue yes. And on the other hand, we said nasiv and nishma because we understood me avishram yirishma. This is the right thing to do. So then I can create a shibud for my children. And then I'm not creating a shibud. I'm creating an opportunity for my children. If I make my way into the royal family, and that has certain responsibilities, so then my children become part of the royal family. That's the way it is. So with becoming part of the royal family, they have tremendous opportunities and tremendous responsibilities. So if it wouldn't be Nasim and Ishma, Mamlechas Goyin of a Goy Kodesh, because Baruch Hu says, we'll forge together Mamlechas Goyin of a Goy Kodesh. Nope. So that a parent can be makabel for a child and for generations ever after. Mamlechas Koyanim, responsibilities. Goy Kodesh, responsibilities. But if it's going to be because we have a chayv to the Rosh Hashanah, we have a debt because he's giving us money every day, because he's giving us be'er, because we're in Midbar, he's giving us anonim, so is that creating a chayv? That's my door, Rabbi Le'Raisa. When it came to Purim, so, and we were makabal a new din, we were makabal a new takana, Chazal, Klal Yisrael, Mesakin, a new takana, so that was a corroboration. If we're already accepting, not a suyog, and not something to watch over us, but an entirely new din, an entirely new way of celebrating, Pesumei Nisa, so that was an ishur. That was a corroboration. Kimu, Mashe Kiblu Kvar, a recertification, that we understood that with Kabbalah Satera came a certain hashgach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, came a certain protection that we felt at Purim, and with that protection creates achrayas and responsibilities. But I was thinking that there might be another idea in Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar, based on the tzav. We very rarely lay tzav before Purim. Tzav is usually Shabbos Lagodol. So the very beginning of Tzav is the din of bringing putting out, not being mechaber, the fire in the Mizbeach. So the halach is that we have to bring, we're mechuyiv to bring fire to the Mizbeach. Mishnah in Tumid describes the numbers of fires that were on top of the Mizbeach itself. Mizbeach was a large place. The number of fires. And we would bring, and there was one fire that was ongoing, and we would continuously furnish it with more wood, and we would bring from that fire onto the Yesh Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that the Yesh Mizbeach never burnt out. It was one of the Nisim. So the Chinuch points this out. How can you have a mitzvah to bring fire to the Mizbeach and a fire that the Kodesh Baruch Hu assured us would never go out? What's the point? There's a Nesim and a Shemaim. Something doesn't fit. If Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us a Nesim and a Shemaim that the fire will be ongoing, so how can there be a mitzvah to provide fire? And if Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to provide fire, so why does he give us the nes? So the Chinuch says a fascinating thing. The Chinuch says that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to create an ambiguity. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to bring the fire to Mizbeach, so that the nes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's nes will not be so absolutely convincing and revealed. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be master, his nes. A person goes to Beis HaMikdash and sees a fire that's ongoing, sneh sheina uchal. So the overwhelming nes that is accessible to anybody, it will be so absolutely convincing. So apparently Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be so open to all people at all times. because then the person doesn't have to strive to be megala Kadosh Baruch. There's no, if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cover himself, so then the our bikush, our search for Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not going to be as sharp as the key that should be. That's the Chinuch Lins Pshat. So I was thinking that it relates to the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim as well. The Avodah of Purim is still up to us to connect the dots. The Megillah just gives us the dots, and we have to be able to connect them. So as we spoke of before Purim, Shabbos Zohar, one could connect the dots the way Zeresh connected them, Imi Zera Yehudim, or you could connect the dots like Haman, Kol Asher Koro, happened, circumstance. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Megillas Esther, he gave us all the dots. So Tal Yisrael's job, our avon is to make Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the new Kabbalah Satara, because that's the avoda of Kabbalah Satara as well. Just like the avoda after a nes is lefarsei mes nes, legalis is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the avoda of Klal Yisrael, Hayda, Korban Toda, famous verse from the Tziv that's quoted so frequently now, that the Korban Toda was the largest korban for the smallest period of time, in order that it would force the Baal Hayda to include as many people as possible. That's lefarsei mes nes. It's the yisoid of pirsei mes nes. The korban toda is the tziv's blitz. That the korban toda is not just giving thanks, but how do you give thanks? Lefarsei. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nes, gives us a korban that is so huge, and then limits how much time you have to enjoy the korban, that you have to invite people to help you have the korban. Lefarsei mes nes. That's how you do it. That's the galus. So Kabbalah Satorah has a similar element as well, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah at many, many different levels, in the broadest levels, Pardes, but within Pardes at many, many different levels. Our avoda, when it comes to learning, is Lagalus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to continuously reveal the Ribbono Shel, to figure out what's behind what's been said. That's Kima Shekibul Kvar. When Klal Yisrael saw that in different events Kadosh Baruch Hu was master himself, right? Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu was master himself al pidin in the Mizbeach, when Klal Yisrael saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu was master himself, he hid himself, and in Megillas Esther, and then it was it becomes our avoda to be megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael rededicated themselves to the ongoing avoda of being megala Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the ongoing avoda of Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu is Talmud Torah. Let's say another harb. Kof, what's pshat and kof leim harki gigis? What's a gigis? What's a gigis? No. It was at a gog, a barrel, right? So we usually fudge it, and we figure gigis, gog, roof, weiter, right? But gigis is a barrel, it's a jug. So what's pshat, kof leim harki gigis? Kadosh Baruch Hu held them out and over them like a barrel, like a jug. No. So pashtus was a barrel, a jug is something that provides, that gives, nurtures. So Kadosh Baruch Hu kof and harki gigis, he forced them into Kabbalah Satorah. Again, pashtus, I'm giving you the mutton, I'm giving you the bear, I'm giving you anonim, kigigis. Yeah. Look what you owe me, right? He showed them how much they owe, dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's kof and harki gigis. Or it could be, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them how much they have to gain from Talmud Torah. Kofalim Harki Gigas, he showed them how you become nurtured. more shavu yachzeru lamutav. And Torah, there's a magic to Torah, and a Torah that we don't understand. Loz ben Azariah, when he became the Yav Beis Din, and he opened up the doors of the Beis Medrash and let all the people in that Rav Gamliel wouldn't let in, because Rav Gamliel said Teicha Kabara, they have to be Bali Midos. And Loz ben Azariah said no, they don't have to be Bali Midos. So Loz ben Azariah says Mor Shabba Yachziru Lamutav. It wasn't that Rav ben Azariah disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel in evaluating. Loz ben Azariah said, but there's a magic to learning, which is not, you can't quantify it, and you can't teach it in methodologies, and you can't make it into a program. Mo'or Shemba, there's a certain, there's something in learning which impacts in a person's personality. That's it, it's a fact. Mo'or Shemba Yechzeru Lamutav. So in Klal Yisrael, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, Mamlechas Koyinim is going to be through learning. Goy Kodesh will be through Torah, learning and Shmiras HaMitzvos. Person wants to benefit from the Devekus by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where's the avod of the Devekus? Learning and Tefillah. Other mitzvahs also. But every mitzvah is only going to accomplish in accordance with what we understand of it. The avod of Tefillin is going to be enhanced by how you understand Tefillin. The avod of Shabbos is enhanced by how you understand Shabbos. So whatever we're going to accomplish through Shmiras HaMitzvahs is going to be enhanced. Tevekos, Mor Shabba, whether it's Chochma. So that's Kof Aleim HaKigigis. Purim is on one level Farker. Purim is where Klal Yisrael commits itself to be Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu through Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Kafalim HaKigiyas, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be taking care of you through Talmud Torah, through Shmiras HaMitzvahs, through Dveikus. Kima Mashagiblu Kvar, Klal Yisrael, the new Kabbalah HaTorah, was a commitment to be, what kind of beneficiaries should we be? Beneficiaries who will be Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the new Kabbalah Satera of Purim. Good. So new Kabbalah Satera, the new Perek. Make it easy. Go back into the calculator. Okay, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So open up a new area in Shabbos. This is the Perek of Kira, and the two-part Perek. The first part that Mitzvah we will accomplish together, hopefully before Pesach, is the part that deals with Bishul. The second half of the Perek is Muktzah. Alright? Now, the first part of the Perek is Bishul. Bishul in Shabbos is two separate parshios. The Melacha of Bishul, the Melacha of Bishul, and the Takonas Derabonon of maintaining food warm. Alright? The Melacha of Bishul, Al Pi Svara, would we be designing a course in Hilchos Shabbos? So we would learn Hilchos Bishul first. We'd learn Bishul Deiraisa first, right? And then we would do Bishul Derabonon, and we'd discuss Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, right? We'd discuss Bishul Achar Bishul, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, right? And then after we wrapped up all the Deiraisas, we would discuss Derabonon, how to keep food warm in Shabbos, right? But the Masechta doesn't do that. The Masechta and Daf Lamed Vav for three blocks discuss how to keep food warm on Shabbos, and then in Kuf Mem Vav discusses one blot. Then at the end of this parasha, at the end of the sugya over here, there's Kli Rishon Kli Sheni. On Mem Amud Beis, a little bit of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And then Kuf Mem Vav is the basic Malach of Bishul. So that's and in Shulchan Aruch it's the same way. In Shulchan Aruch there are two simanim. All right, one is Shinyan Ches Bishul B'Shabbos. The other is Reish Nun Gimel, keeping food warm in Shabbos. All right. What's the Hezbar Dvarim? Very simple, because you have to worry about how to keep food warm in Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So we pointed out several times, Shulchan Aruch and the Mesichta are organized primarily around what is a manual, right? A manual of Hilcha Shabbos. So you have to know Erev Shabbos first. So Shulchan Aruch begins with Erev Shabbos, halachas of hiring goyim in Erev Shabbos, then preparing food in Erev Shabbos, halachas haneiros, right? And then we have to know Friday night, and then after you get through the Seder Hayom, so then Melachas of Shabbos. And the Mesichta is very similar, with one major exception, Haitzah. Right? But if you begin Daf Tes, right? So then that's the mission of Erev Shabbos, Minchan Erev Shabbos. Then Halachas of Shvisas Kalim. How do you prepare your Kalim Erev Shabbos? But Memalikin, how do you prepare the stove Erev Shabbos? Kira. Right? Now, why is Haitzah first? One of two possibilities. Either because the Easter of Eitzah is what requires the most planning in Erev Shabbos. Or, more simply, it's because of Eitzah's Mefurish Makro. That's the Taisus in the Mezim and Aleph. All right, that's a Pasha, because the Sefer Eish is also Mefurish Makro. Right? So that's what you have to keep in mind. There are two simanim that we have to accomplish, Reish and Gimel and Shinches. Reish and Gimel is Shehiya Chazara. I think Reish and Dalet is Hatmana. All right, Shehiya Chazara Hatmana is maintaining food warm in Shabbos. Okay. So Mishnah says, Kira Shisiku Vekashu Begivava. There are three kinds of oven Bezmana Gemara. There's Kira, Tanner, and Kupach. All right, Kira is on Lamed Vav Med Beis. And tanur and kupach on lamed ches amud beis. And a tanur is a box in which the heat and the food is put inside. The same box. The source of heat, the fuel. Tanur is the most extreme form of heat, because a tanur was a closed box where the heat stayed inside, and it was shaped like a cone, so the heat was forced, became most intense towards the top. But primarily, I would say primarily, a tanner heated food by putting food inside in the heat. Right? A tanner could also be used by putting food on top. We'll discuss that. Tanner besoch and tanner meyal. Right? But that's a tanner. A kupach was primarily what we would call a range. A kupach was a one-pot stove, and the pot was put on top of the stove. It was a box with the heat inside the box, and the dish was put on top of the box. Right? Now we'll discuss. It sounds like that the dish was lowered into it. That it was there was an indentation like this. So the fire was below here, and the pot was put inside this kind of a hole. And this is a kira. You're wondering how long we have this here. So this is a kira. This is two. Kira is a two. Dish, a two-pot stove, right? So it had the least intense heat. Number one, because it was two pots opposed to one pot, so it was spread out more. And number two, because I think that there were two holes for the pot for the dish. So the heat could escape significantly. So tanur is the most intense, Kira is the least intense, and Kupach is in between. Alright? So Machlek is the poskim, whether we have a Tanur Bizmanazana. Whether our ovens are to be learned, to be treated like Tanurim or not. The Machlek is the poskim, because the Tanur of the Gemara did not have any room for the heat to go. And every Tanur Bizmanazah has a vent. Okay, we'll discuss in Rishisha. So Kira Shisikul Pekasha Begivava Naisim Aleo Tavshil Begefes Uveitzim Lo Yitain Achi Grof O Achi Yitain Esu Efer. Kira that is heated up with a light form of fuel. So Erev Shabbos, one can leave food with it. Naisim Aleo. You can put the pot on top of it. Naisim Aleo Tavshil. However, begefes uveitzim, if you use a more significant form of fuel, lo yitein ad sheyigroif, ad sheyitein es ha'efer. So lo yitein ad sheyigroif, ad sheyitein es ha'efer. So then you have to prepare the fire in a certain way. All right, ad sheyitein. How should you prepare the fire? So there are two ways. Goruf is by moving the coals. Or yitin es ha'efer by spreading ashes on top of the coals. That's called kotum. Goruf for kotum. Our blech is a kiyum in goruf for kotum. So again, kivish is ikua. Vikashu begivava. Neistim alo tavshul bepa. Neistim alo tavshul. It sounds like we could leave food on top of it without any further preparation. Begefes ube'etzim, however, for using a more significant, a more substantial form of fuel, so lo yitein ad sheyigroif ad sheyitein es ha'efer, then we're also allowed to leave food on the fire from Erev Shabbos, but we have to prepare the fire in a certain way. All right? There's an ambiguity which I'm fudging. What ambiguity is that? Yitain, right? Lo yitain. I'm throwing an Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah didn't say Erev Shabbos. It said lo yitain, right? So that's the question of the Gemara. What's pshat lo yitain? Is lo yitain be Erev Shabbos? Is lo yitain be Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is called Shehiya. Shabbos is called Chazor. Shehiya is lahashos, to leave the food in the fire. Chazor lahachzir is to put the fire, put the food on the fire on Shabbos when it was already obviously fully cooked. That's why it's called lahachzir. Because obviously you cannot put uncooked food on the fire on Shabbos. That's Melach Bishul. The only possibilities are to put cooked food on the fire Erev Shabbos and leave it, Lahashos, or Lahachzir, to put cooked food back on the fire. It was on the fire Erev Shabbos, now you put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Or perhaps it was on the fire on Shabbos, put it back on the fire on Shabbos. All right? But that's Lo Yitein. So Kira Shesikul Bekashu Begvava Noisna Maleo Tavshil. The halacha is machlokes in the two days in the sugya. Either neisim ala tavshul means I'm allowed to leave food on the fire Erev Shabbos, right? Or neisim ala tavshul means that if the food is already cooked, so I don't have to worry about bishul b'Shabbos, I'm allowed to put the fire back on, put the food on the fire in Shabbos. However, begefes ubeitzim, if it's a more significant form of fuel, lo yitein, so then there's an iser of shehiya until I prepared the fire, or perhaps an iser of chazara until I prepared the fire. Beis shama yoimrim chamin, avaloi tavshil, ubeisil yoimrim chamin v'tavshil. Machlokes beisil beis shamay, this heter that we just learned, that one's allowed to have food warmed on Shabbos, either because it was there Erev Shabbos or because it's there on Shabbos. Beis Shammai said only applies to hot water. But food, tavshil, no room to have to either do shir or chazar. We'll see in a moment which one is which. Next, third part of the Mishnah. Third part of the Mishnah is says that you can only take food from the fire in Shabbos. You cannot put food back on the fire in Shabbos. Right? Rashi explains Mechzek and Vashel in the Rabbanon. And Beis Hillel is Matir. You can even put food back on the fire in Shabbos. All right. So again, let's look at the Mishnah again in Pashtus. Pashtus says that the Sefer of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. Sorry, the end of the Mishnah is discussing the din of Chazara. Correct. Pashtus says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have two machlekes in the Mishnah. Machlekes, the last machlekes in the Mishnah is it mutter lahachzir? Because when allowed to put food back on the fire in Shabbos, is there an iser of mechzeik mevashel? And if we look at Rashi, the last Rashi, af machzir and hoil v'garuv, so the machlekes is, if I prepare the fire in a specific way, garuv v'kotum, so Beis Shammai says, af al pikein oser. And Beis Hillel says, mutter lachzir. All right? So given that, the beginning of the Mishnah must be at Machlokes of Shehiyah. Right? So again, so that's the case. Now we can learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Kivir shesiku pakashu begivava, neisin latavshu, that was allowed to be masha, food, from Erev Shabbos, if the fuel, the light from a fuel, but if it's a substantial form of fuel, then you have to do garfakotum. But what are we talking about? Beis Shammai says even this heter of garfakotum or of kashu begivava only chamin, but tavshil you cannot leave it on the fire from Erev Shabbos. Beis Hillel, that it's referring to Chamin and Tavshil. So Beis Hillel has a din that if it's a very, very flimsy form of fuel, you can leave Chamin and Tavshil on the fire from Erev Shabbos, and you can place Chamin and Tavshil on fire from Erev Shabbos if it's Goruf HaKotum. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says you can even be Machzir on a Goruf HaKotum. Now, when you're being machzir, so you can obviously only be machzir food that's mevushal kol tzarchai. We shouldn't say it that way. Food that is mevushal already. Food that's not mevushal, you can't put in the fire in Shabbos. So machzir can only apply. So it would stand to reason that that would be true for she as well. Yeah, go ahead. I can't even, sorry. only to keep the text, from a textual perspective. Not from a logical perspective, from textually. Right? Because the Mishnah hasn't distinguished. Right? Good? Right. So, Yiboylu, Hailo, Ite, La Yachzir, Avalisha, Ismashin, Avalpisha, Negora, Feina, Kotum, Umoni, Chananya, the Tanya Chananya Emer Kol Shu Kemachol Ben Drusoy Mutu L'Shoisay Al Gavir Kiyach Apishay Negar Vein Akotum Oidil Malishay Tanan V'Negar V'Kotum In Iloy Loy V'Kol Shchein La'Achzir. Right, so the Gemara raises our kasha. What is La Yitain? Is La Yitain an Erev Shabbos or La Yitain on Shabbos? Yiboylu Hag La Yitain La Yachzir, is it a din on Shabbos? Avolishay Smashin Avopishan and Garfin and Kotum. Well, what could the problem possibly be with leaving food on the fire from Erev Shabbos? Umani Chananya. Titanya Chananya Eimer Kolshu Kemachul Ben Drisoy Mutu Lashoyzel Gabi Kira Avopishan and Garfin and Kotum. So Gemara says, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? If Pshat in the Mishnah is that lo yitain means lo yitain b'shabbos, lo yachzir, but she is mutter even if it's not gar v'katum. In other words, that the approach which is more difficult textually, because the last line of the Mishnah discusses chazar explicitly, so it's the approach that we are less likely to take, to say that layitain means layitain layachzir. So if layitain means layachzir, so then there is no restriction on leaving food on the fire from Erev Shabbos. Correct? Iboilu, hay layitain layachziru. Avolishais, this is the only complicated omer in here. Avol, to get the Chananyan, running straight. Hay layitain layachzir. Avolishais mashin. If layitain means layitain b'Shabbos, so that means layachzir. Avolishais, but shiif me'erev Shabbos, man dechar shmei. Right? So therefore it should be entirely mutter. And there's no restriction. So the Gemara says money. The Gemara says no. That apparently that was a machlekes tanoim. Apparently the Gemara was, so we have to fit this Mishnah into a machlekes tanoim about what you're allowed to leave on the fire from Erev Shabbos. The Gemara said, we know there's a machlekes about Shehiyah. So if this Mishnah is ignoring the din of Shehiyah, right? That means that according to this Mishnah, Shehiyah is entirely mutter. That means according to this Gemara, according to this Mishnah, comes Erev Shabbos, I can do anything I want and leave anything I want on any fire whatsoever, because Erev Shabbos is not Shabbos yet. So that is only Chananya. Chananya Omer Kol Shu Kemach Lemendu Risoi Mutter LaShoyis El Gabe Kira Avavish Enigor Vino Kotum. There's a standing machlokes of Chachamim and Chananya whether that's correct or not. And apparently Chananya is the one that said that if food is somewhat cooked, kemachol ben drusoi, either a half or a third cooked, machlokes of Shainim, kemachol ben drusoi, kol shu kemachol ben drusoi, so that's when we can do Shehiyah without any reservations. So if we're going to read the Mishnah in the more difficult way, it'll have to be Chananya's din. So what did the Gemara just tell us? That there's a machlekes tanoim, if one's allowed to leave food that is fully cooked, or that is certainly fully cooked, but it's machl ben drusoi on a fire that is not prepared at all. So you learn, you should be medayik two things from this. One is that there's another man domar who says that machl ben drusoi is also lashoyse v'af in garfa kotum. Right? And the other thing you have to deduce from this is that what is the din about something which is pachas v'machl ben drusoi? No? Then l'kuli alma, it would require garfa kotum. Right? So now we have three halachas already. So, right? We know that erev shehiyah, now things just became complicated. The din of Shehiyah, right? The din of Shehiyah is that everybody holds that if food is not a third or half cooked, also lehashayt, it's also to leave food on the fire Erev Shabbos, unless I've treated the fire in a certain way. So that, and we know already that that's why Gezeira Shemi Echata Vigacholim, because we're afraid that a person will stoke the coals, so turn up the fire. So if it's Pachos Mimachol Ben Drusoi, right, then it seems everybody says you cannot leave food on the fire which is not Machol Ben Drusoi, right, without being Garofakotum, right? Why? Because I'm afraid that I'll stuck the coals. Next, if the food is machl ben drusoi, machlokes Chananya Chachamim. Chananya says, I don't need to do gar v'katam anymore. And Chachamim say, machl ben drusoi, it's not cooked yet. It's half of the third cooked. You still need gar v'katam in order to do shehiyah. Gar v'katam is a blech. All right. So the Gemara says, what is this Mishnah talking about? This Mishnah just said that by Gefes ve'etzim lo yitain until you do Garf HaKotam. So I have two choices. I can say this is Chananya, and it's referring to food that is Machol Ben Drusoy. And therefore lo yitain means lo yachzir, but shehiya, but there is a shehiya muteris. Again, the Mishnah says lo yitain. If lo yitain means lo yachzir, so that means the Mishnah is saying shehiya is muter, correct? We take the more difficult approach that lo yitain means lo yachzir. That means the Mishnah is saying chazara is aser. Chazara is aser means she is muter. Who said she was muter? So to tell me that she is mutter with the food that's fully cooked, that's not an option. To tell me that food that is uncooked can be left in the fire without garf or kotum, it's wrong. There's only one window. Chananya's din of Machlo ben Drusoy. All right, so be Chananya's Mishnah. Oh, Dilma, Lisha is Tanan. The simpler approach. That lo yitain means shehiya. V'garaf v'kotam ini loy loy. V'kol shechein l'achzir. So the Mishnah means lo yisheh. Lo yitain means don't do shehiya without garaf v'kotam. That's going to be the shita of chachamim. Shehiya zasura. Without garaf v'kotam. All right, so the Gemara says toshma. Midiktoni Trey Bobby Mastisan Beshama Ibn Muhammad of Litabshul. We still Ibn Muhammad Vitabshul. Beshama Ibn Noitlin of Ole Machzirin. We still Ibn Af Machzirin. E Amrad Bishlam Alishais Tanan. Achikitani. If you take the easier way to learn Pshat, that the first line is referring to the Isra of Shehiya. And it's Chachomim's Din. Also, lahashris, we cannot do shi without a blech. We can't do shi without garf v'kotum. The Mishnah reads beautifully. Achiktani, kira shesiku pekashu b'gvava, mashin aleo tavshul, begevs ve'etzim lo yishash yigrif hashitin esayifer. Umoin mashin, when are we matir shehiya? Be'shamer ayim mechamen only with hot water. Amulei tavshul. Ube'isil ayim mechamen v'tavshul. Ve'chihechi depligei belishayis. And there's a similar machlekes l'gabe chazara. Shebeishama yomim noitlin avolay machzirin. The Beishamai says you can be mashe chamin, but you cannot be machzir anything. Right? I'll have to come back to this. Maybe this is talking about food that's fully cooked. Ubeisil yomim af machzirin. Beisil is easy to interpret. Beisilo says that you can be mashe food if it's garf v'kotum, and you can be machzir food if it's garf v'kotum. Eli amr lachzir tanan, but if you're going to say leitin means leitin b'shabbos, iser chazara, the approach that would only work according to Chananya, because that means if the Mishnah is saying that it's osel lachzir, that means she is mutter. Since when is she a muteris without garf v'kotum? Only Chananya after Machlo ben Drusoy. So it says the Gemara, Yimrat la'achzir tana anochi ketani, kira shizikup kashu v'gvava, machzirin ala tavshu, machzirin ala tavshu, v'gev shveitzim lo yachzir, ad shigir v'chit in a zeifer, umoid machzirin, v'sham v'aymim chamin, amoloi tavshu, v'sil aymim chamin v'tavshu. So far, so good. Who needs this last line? That was the opening line of the Mishnah. He can't do a shiya. No, what can you do shiya on? Now back to Chazara. V'achazor da'ami locha lav l'divri akulu el machleges b'sham b'zila. Those are the two possibilities, alright? Let's make a sikum now. Okay? Pull it together. What is agreed upon by these two sheets and what is at stake? Legave chazara. Legave chazara. Alright? Chazara and gora fakotum. Machlegis bezilla beishamai. Correct? That's agreed by everybody. Beisila Beishamai disagree as to what is whether Chazara is mutter. Beis Hillel says Chazara is mutter. Correct? And Gora Fakotam. We'll have to do all the conditions of Chazara later on. But there is a din of Chazara according to Beis Hillel, Lechulei Alma. Correct? What about Beishamai? Is there any difference between the two Lashonas? No? Go ahead. Coin the second day, so Beis Shammai is arguing against Chazara altogether. Coin the second day. We're flipping. Coin the second day. That the din is lahachzir, right? So then the machlekes beisila beishamai. The Gemara says v'hachazor d'amilach lalu d'vayakuli elo machlekes. So beishamai doesn't allow any chazor. And according to the first day, beishamai will allow Chazara of Chamin. Alright, but according to both days, Beis Hillel is Matir Chazara. Right? And Beis Shammai may have some room Chazara. Alright. Legabe Shehiya. So according to both days, Beis Hillel is Matir Shehiya on a Gor Fakotum of a Tavshil and Chamin. According to the first day, Beis Shammai aren't addressing Shehiya. Right? So when it comes to Shehiya, both days will be agreeing. When it comes to Chazara, both days are going to agree that Beis Hillel is Matir Chazara, the Gor Fakotum. When it comes to Shehiya, both days will also agree that Beis Hillel is Matir Shehiya. And it could be that Beis Shammai doesn't disagree at all. Alright? So both days are going to agree that the issue at hand is a machlekes Chananya Chachamim. So at first glance, there is no substantial distinction between the two days. They're all saying that we opened up with a few minutes ago. They're all saying that when it comes to issue, we want to focus on Shehiya right now. Right? Pashtus is, at first glance, that both dayas hold that Shehiya is a machlekes Chananya Chachamim. What do you mean a machlekes Chananya Chachamim? Pachos mimachal ben Rusoi, everybody seems to say that Shehiya is Asura. Right? And we're assuming right now Asura, unless you do Gor Fakotum. Right? Everybody seems to. Chananya and Chachamim disagree. Once the food is Machal Ben Rusoi, Chananya says you don't need Gor Fakotum, and Chachamim say that you do need garfa katan. Okay? So again, machleik is this is, you get too caught up in the text over here, it becomes difficult. But if you remember this, machleik is chananya chachamim. Once the food is malchum and misoi, the food is a third cooked. Chananya says you don't need a blech anymore. You can put it directly on the stove, and chachamim say you still need a blech. All right. Now, in terms of before it's machal ben drusoi. So what did we say? No. Go ahead. But is that muchrach? No. What do you say? Right, conceivable. We were medayik this, but that's not muchrach yet. Right, and that's going to be. I just want to point out that ambiguity because the machlok is rishonim. All we know that's clear is that when the food is machal ben drusoi, there's a machlokes. Before machal ben drusoi, right? Before machal, it sounds like everybody holds that you require garfa katan. Maybe not. Okay, so let's go back to your test. But Machlokes first appears. Yud Chesem and Beis. Go back to Yud Zayinim and Beis. These are referred to in the Gemara as the Machlokes of Shvisas Kelim. Is there a din that my kelim cannot do malacha for me in Shabbos? So Beis Shammai says that if I'm making dye on Shabbos, even though I put all the ingredients in Erev Shabbos, and the dye is being made by itself, I cannot do that on Shabbos. I have to abort the proceedings before Shabbos begins. I have to stop it. I have to take the it was also for me to make dye Erev Shabbos, but if I'm making dye Erev Shabbos, so then I have to pour it out before Shabbos comes in, because if my kelim is making dye in Shabbos, that's a violation of Shvisas kelim, and Beis Hillel says no such iser. All right, so that is a discussion that's discussed in Yud Chesem Aleph. All right, then we can't. It's a person has a sprinkler that goes on a time clock on Shabbos. Right? Beis Shammai is awesome. Shvisas is Kalim. Beis Hillel presumably says what? Right? There's a little bit of machlokes about that in the Kudah, but that's what's generally assumed. Okay, Yud Chesem and Beis. Mantana, three lines from the top. Mantana lo detana rabbanon. Leisa male isha kedera asasiyo se termusin vistaniach latecha tana erev Shabbos v'chasheicha. A woman should not fill up a dish with beans and put it into the tanor erev Shabbos im chasheicha before Shabbos comes in. V'imnosnon, and if she did this, the Motzei Shabbos Asurin B'chdei Sheyasim. Then she cannot be nene from the malacha Matzoi Shabbos. She has to wait Matzoi Shabbos, and she cannot benefit from the beans for the amount of time that it takes for this, for these beans to be prepared. Ki yoytze boy, le yamalei nachtem chomish shel mayim yunich l'techa tanu rev Shabbos m'chashecha. Him also came to Matzoi Shabbos asur m'chdei shiyas. Erev Shabbos, the baker puts water in so it'll boil up. So he should not also to do that. And if he does it, he cannot be nene from the melacha till after Shabbos. Bechdei shiyasa. Lema beishami v'le beisila. So pashas, this should be beishami. Why? There's absolutely no violation of Shabbos. L'chayra. Everything's being done erev Shabbos. There's no ma'isa Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Afilu tema beis Hillel gizera shema yechata b'gecholim. So the Gemara says that this brisa, this tesefta, is being mechadish to us a din derabbanon. A din derabbanon of something which is also to do erev Shabbos. Gizera shema yechata b'gecholim. Okay, we'll look at one more. I want you to finish this Gemara up. If you didn't finish it, who did this Amud already? Chesmed Beis. Okay, so look at your test Amud Beis now. This Amud is very important. Chesmed Beis. This sugya. Now your test Amud Beis. Ein tzeilin mishnah. Ein tzeilin boser batzel ubeitze elikadesh tzum avoid yoyim. Cannot roast Basar Basla Beitza on Erev Shabbos unless it becomes roasted before Shabbos comes in. A Noisnin Pasla Tanarim Chashecha Vele Charol Gami Gecholim Ele Kadesh Yigru Panem Ab Oidyoim. Can't bake bread on Erev Shabbos unless it will become crusty already when Shabbos comes in. Mishashlus at Pesach betanur im chashecha umachizin es haor b'mduris beis hamokan ubegvulin kedesh teochoz haor haor berubay v'nem b'chamin kolshu. In Mikdash korban Pesach, when it's erev Shabbos, when Pesach is on Shabbos, and erev Pesach is erev Shabbos, so the one is allowed to lower the Korban Pesach on a spit im chashecha, and in the fire that was kept going in the Beis HaMikdash and Mikdash, one is allowed to have the fire going there, but in Chutz LaMikdash you can only have a fire going if it already has lit most of the fuel that's there. It's an important din now that people are often have fireplaces going in Shabbos. Is that halach exactly? How do you have to prepare the fireplace erev Shabbos? How much of the fuel must already be lit erev Shabbos? That's this mishnah. Kedesha techoz ha'ur berubay. We'll discuss later on what's pshat in rubay, whether it's rive of everything that's there or rive of each piece. Mishnah Gemara. We'll wrap it up with this. So the Gemara just said that You cannot ein tzoylin baser batzel beitza el kadesh tzuma by jayim. No. It means you cannot leave unroasted food on the fire erev Shabbos. Right? Presumably, gezer Hashem yichatz b'gecholim. So far, what do we have? That a woman is not allowed, leisimali isha kadero sasis b'tumus and utziyach l'techatan erev Shabbos. Tesefta says that one cannot bake, we cannot put beans on the fire erev Shabbos. One cannot put water on the fire erev Shabbos. One cannot roast food in erev Shabbos, right? Al mechudish tekdinim erev Shabbos tekdinim. All presumably according to Beis Hillel. This is not a machlokes with Beis Hillel v'Shammai. This is not Shvisas Kalim. This is Gzeir Shemichat v'Gecholim. Says the Gemara in Chof Mar Alev u'v'kama. So the Gemara assumed that there must be a shear. Right? Gemara assumed there must be a shear. At some point, the food must be cooked enough to leave it on the fire erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav, kidei shiyutzlu b'yoyim kemachlo ben drusoi. If it's already a third cooked on erev Shabbos, then you can leave it on the fire on Shabbos. Itmar nami, Amar Rav Asim, Rav Yechnan, kol shu kemachlo ben drusoi, ein boi mishum bishuli nachrim. Tanya, Chananya Omer, kol shu kemachlo ben drusoi, Mutter la shoyis al gabe kira, ava bish ein gorf ein krufa u ketuma. So our Gemara then picks up from this and says that this din of Chananya, right, is part of a machlokes, right? Tanya Chananya Omer. So our Gemara says that's part of a machlekes Chananya Chachamim. The Chachamim say that if it's mutil, that if it's even if it's machlum and resoi, it requires garfakotum. Right? Okay. Let's just make a sikum. Please look at all these makaris very carefully, and then it'll be easier to learn the Tosfos on Lamed Vav and Beis, and there's one Gemara that we didn't learn yet, and that's the Gemara that Rashi refers to, Lamed Dalam and Beis. Okay, the point I want to make is the following: Lamed Dalam and Beis, the very end of Mem Madlikin, very important Rashi, on the very top of Lamed Dalam and Beis, the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Dalam and Aleph. Okay, but again, so we point out the following. We want to point out that this mission of Kira is built on two other Mishnayos in the Tesefta. That the Gemara understood that there's an Iser to have food on the fire from Erev Shabbos, Gezeru Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Alright? Exactly what that means, Sir Rashi explains on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah, the Gemara discusses the Iser Hatmana briefly on Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. All right, the din of Gzeirah Shem Yechata B'Gecholim is fleshed out on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Look at that carefully. And the Gemara says the Gemara is the following din. Chazal made apparently a two-step din. And you have to look at this carefully. Chazal made a din that you cannot leave food in Erev Shabbos on the fire Erev Shabbos. That's it. Right? It's an interesting din. They made a din, an Isur, Ke'ilu, some kind of Isur on Erev Shabbos. You can't, but that's not really correct. We'll have to focus on that. Is it an Mice Isur in Erev Shabbos? Or is it an Isur V'Sheval Taisen Shabbos? What's the Isur Shehiyah? Is Isur Shehiyah putting the food on the fire Erev Shabbos? Or is the Isur leaving the pot on the fire when Shabbos comes in? Alright? But there's some Isur of Shehiyah, and there's an Isur of Chazar. And Chazal said that the Isur of Shehiya is an untreated fire. But if I do Garf Akotum, then I'm allowed to be Masha. So the first job we have is to figure out what was the Takonas Chazal over here. I mean, what's this din of Garf Akotum? What were Chazal, how do they formulate the din over here? You can't leave food on the fire Erev Shabbos Gezer Shebechatav Gechalim unless it's a fire that's Garf Akotum. So is Garf Akotum, is Garf Akotum part of the basic Takana? Or is Garf Akotum one, is an exception that Chazal made? They made like a Takana with several exceptions? What's this din of Garf Akotum? But that is the cornerstone now of the parak, at least the Gavi Shehiyah. First thing is the Mishnah, and you clear away the different Pirushim in the Mishnah. So we're left with one kernel over here. Machlekes Chananya Chachamim. About food that's already Machal Ben Drusoi. That if the fire is Garf HaKotum, Mush Lazen, not Mutul Lashes. Okay, now we have to figure out what's the din before it's Machal Ben Drusoi. What's the din? It's the Mubushal Kotzorachai. Next, what is it precisely Garf HaKotum? How does it translate Lazman Hazeh? So look carefully at the Ran al Arif, the big chunky Ran al Arif that compares the Baal and the Yerushalmi over here. Alright? Please look at the Ramban and the Sugya. Okay, and tomorrow Mishnah will discuss Yud Chesam and Beis. Yud Chesam and Beis, and if we have time, we'll discuss the Rashi and the Mishnah, which means looking at the Rashi and Lamedal and Beis very carefully, and the Ran al Arif. Okay? Good.
Garf HaKotum is the one that got rid of the Eitzim and Gephas,
right?
So I mean, it's like if you have a regular Hash, everyone agrees with Goyam, everyone agrees with
him. Yeah.
Oh, these are old.
That's what it sounds like.
This is old news.
I have to go, I didn't realize that. Should it be there's one more concern than the stove and coals on the.